This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Coral Bowman. At least 10 people have been killed as Typhoon Goni pounds the Philippines on Sunday, tearing off roofs, toppling power lines, and causing flooding. The strongest typhoon of the year also caused deadly landslides that buried a number of houses in the southern part of the island of Luzon, officials said. Goni was a super typhoon when it made landfall on Catanduanes Island before dawn, packing maximum sustained winds of 225 kilometers per hour. It was downgraded a few hours later as it swept across Luzon and reduced intensity as it headed towards the capital, Manila, where the city of 12 million braced for strong winds. Goni comes a week after Typhoon Molave hit the same region of the natural disaster-prone archipelago, killing 22 people. Rescue workers were searching 8 wrecked buildings in Izmir, Turkey on Sunday as hopes dwindled for survivors and the death toll from a powerful earthquake that hit the western part of the country rose to 58. The quake, measuring 7.0 in magnitude, also injured 930 people. The Turkish Emergency Authority said nearly 6,000 rescue workers have been working day and night since it hit on Friday. Overnight, 33 hours after the earthquake, a 70-year-old man was pulled from rubble to the applause of onlookers. Turkey has reported more than 800 aftershocks following the quake, including 40 that were above 4 in magnitude. The last earthquake in Turkey, measuring above 7 in magnitude, was in 1999 and killed 17,000 people. Since then, tougher rules have been placed on building safety. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Voters in ex-Soviet Moldova also went to the polls on Sunday to elect a president under the watchful eye of Moscow, which wants the country to remain closed. The pro-Moscow president is seeking a new 4-year mandate, with his biggest challenge coming from a longtime pro-Western rival who wants Moldova to join the European Union. Experts predict a second-round runoff on November 15th, as neither candidate is expected to secure an outright majority on Sunday. The country of 3.5 million people has long been divided between those favoring closer ties with the EU and those who cling to Soviet-era relations with Russia. Although part of the Soviet Union until its collapse in 1991, the small country between Ukraine and Romania has close historic ties with Romania, and its main language is Romanian. Polls opened in Algeria Sunday for a vote on a revised constitution the regime hopes will neutralize a protest movement which last year drove the country's longtime president from power. The current president has pitched the revisions as meeting the demands of a youth-led protest movement that staged huge demonstrations until the coronavirus pandemic shut them down. But observers say the fresh document doesn't offer much that's new. State media has promoted calls for a yes vote, while those supporting a no vote have been banned from holding meetings, said one 78-year-old voter. I voted yes so that my country doesn't collapse. The youth movement has urged voters to boycott the poll. Algeria, with a population of 44 million people and vast oil reserves, has been battered by low crude prices and the coronavirus pandemic, further hurting a young population already suffering from unemployment. And U.S. President Donald Trump visits 5 swing states Sunday in a weekend sprint against challenger Joe Biden just 2 days before the U.S. presidential election. The candidates campaigned in crucial states in the Midwest and Southeast on Saturday. Mr. Trump rallies voters Sunday in toss-up states Michigan, Iowa, North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, while Biden focuses on Pennsylvania, a key battleground likely to play an important role in Tuesday's election. Underscoring the high stakes and the disruptive impact of the coronavirus pandemic, a record 92 million early votes have already been cast in what is looking to be the biggest voter turnout in American history. Again, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.